This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:45. We are calling the October 10th FA meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll? I'm sorry? Yes. Don't scare me.
Here. He is excused.
Unexcused.
Excused.
For what?
Never mind.
Wait, is that the
Syed? Yeah.
Can't do that right before the meeting.
Okay, fine.
That's what Melissa said.
Unexcused.
Here.
Unexcused.
Here.
Excuse.
What is this?
Unexcused.
I have no idea. Unexcused. I don't know where he is. Here. It's going to be late.
Excuse.
Excuse. Chelsea just called. Oh, she's happy. Seventeen. Seventeen. Score. Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Bonatti is excused.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But not even excuse. Mistake. Sorry. Great. Next order of business is approval of October 3rd minute side conversation. Please stop. Next is approval of the minute.
Motion to approve.
There's been a motion to approve.
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next session is open microphone, EBT ballot.
So if there's anyone in the audience who's not currently listed on our agenda but has something that they would like to say or address to the student assembly, you're welcome to come forward at this time. All right, if there's no one who has anything to say, open microphone is now closed.
All right, next part of the agenda is we have a Mitchell presentation from Carmen Martinez. Oh, fly! Carmen Martinez and any others who'd like to join, you may step to the podium at this time. Please state your name and year, organization for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes total.
My name is Carmen Martinez. I'm 18 years in Iowa. I'm a student at the school of Public Education.
Okay, Carmen, one thing, can you make sure you speak directly into the mic? It's just you gotta, like, we can't hear you.
So, yes,
Administration of the university credits themselves so much in diversity
beyond me how this was not brought up in the meeting. And how my colleagues went to support me.
If you could speak into the mic, please.
My name is Sarah. I'm not a member of the Church, but I am a member of the Christian American community. I'm a member of the Church of the Church. However, I'm a member of the Church. What is acceptable for people who are blasphemy is that in all of you are children of blasphemy. What is acceptable for people who are born to the house of their eyes and to the Chinese are called upon us? What is acceptable for most of the teachers to be the best?
So you guys know you have 4 minutes left in this session.
There is no think there are a few people on the speakers list, so first is Representative Maletti. And please remember, comments are going to be limited to about 30 to 45 seconds.
So I was listening to the guests coming in, and that's a big part of our business. So my question is,
data mining is actually not going to solve anything. Every company is very undermined by movement, such as the
just going to ask what we could do to help you guys continue working on this and offer answers to that. So I yield my time.
Representative Hittinger. Representative Plunkett. For the sake of transparency, and I thank you all for agreeing to come today. The reason I ask primarily is because I think Friday we were all sent, all assemblies were sent an email from Tommy Bruce on behalf of Susan Murphy, and I'm pretty sure that caught a lot of you guys off guard, and everybody just didn't know exactly what the email was referring to. So just so everybody knows, I was forwarded the advertisement I think Thursday night. I saw it Friday morning. I responded a little emotional, a little anger to President Gordon, Susan Murphy, and the members of the UDC, which would be Renee Alexander, Lynette Chappelle Williams, Sherry Nataro, A.T. Miller, and I'm missing somebody. Who's number five? Well, the fifth person who I can't remember right now. The response I got was a call Saturday morning, because in the email I did say that I was not going to go into a long email about why it was disrespectful or offensive to individuals, because I figured rightly that you guys would handle that. What I was more concerned about is something that you all alluded to, is the education of administrators. The follow-through for administrators. If we as a university are going to crack down on things like hazing, and we are going to invent websites, you know, built to shame people who haze, and you know, thoroughly examine the Greek system in that sense, and re-educate administrators in that sense, why would we not follow through in such a manner with bias incidents? Why at this point have we not followed through with the thorough bias response protocol? I was told in that call that a diversity training is going to take place for all of Cornell Athletics. That was what I was told. I was also told that anything that in regard to employment of the individual or individuals responsible would not be public because it's an HR thing. My only thing is the number one reason diversity trainings fail. The number one reason why they often fail is because there's little buy-in from leadership. If leadership doesn't believe in it, why would your employee? It's one thing if it's a group of students who just aren't aware and have the potential in their next 4 years to actually learn about these things. It's different when your job, the reason you are paid is to essentially screen events, approve them, and then figure out a strategy to market them. If that's your job description and you did not do that, personally, I think you should be suspended without pay, at least. However, I don't know if that's going to happen at this point. I would just say that, professionally, these things do follow that person or persons, whoever was involved. I'm not sure if that name will ever be released. So we won't know that, but I would, to any administrator listening, I would ask you to think twice about the message you are sending to students, that employees are not going to receive certain repercussions for those actions, so why would students feel the need to actually kind of abide by those rules? So when you're the next round of P&D, toward the destination initiatives and whatnot, you might want to think about that. Are there any other final comments or questions from audience members or assembly members? Have one? If you could actually speak to this, because we can't hear you, the acoustics in this room, just you say your name for the record.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Yes.
respect ahead of
respect. Respect at Cornell.
But it doesn't tell you anything about the individual culture. You know, like, what would be essential about it if you guys didn't have no clue that what would be created by suggesting type of specificity. So, even though we have to take an eye on respect survey and force all the staff, and this is just happening last year, it didn't give you the details.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Just so you, Carmen and Gabriella, I'll be sure to make sure we follow up with you all on our comments regarding facilitating that dialogue between Edinburgh's Army, the Assembly, and you all, along with at least figuring out exactly what the follow-up is going to be in terms of what this diversity training, this cultural sensitivity workshop, things of that nature, exactly what they're going to do at that point. If there are no other comments, we're going to have to move on. We've actually, our time for that has expired, so thank you again for coming. The next item on our agenda is going to be announcements and reports. The first is Representative Murphy with the FARC update. Thank you. Next is going to be an Ivy Leadership Summit update from Representatives Liu and Hinger.
Thank you. just to go to the point, I got the contact information from the student body president and the government and all the institutions, and so I actually got that talk with them. And
motion to extend by.
Well, do we have 24?
2 minutes.
Okay. Yes, I have the opportunity to contribute that to everyone here.
Next is a community life committee update by Representative Stefanko.
Thank you. One of the issues I raised for the community to work on the main initiatives that I announced last week, and continue to have a meeting. And the biggest update is that for the neurological physician ally training that we're continuing to meet with student facility services, kind of cultural representatives in different communities, and it looks like we're going to be having training hopefully in February.
Sounds good. Next is an Appropriations Committee update, VP Block.
We've had to take off because of fall break. We got to the IFP here to work out.
Great. And next is a University Assembly update, EPG ballot.
So last Tuesday was the University Assembly meeting. The main topic of conversation was the a report about the incident that happened on November 19th of last year on the plaza between SJP and SciPac, who both tried to hold protests at the same time. There's been reevaluations of the way amplified sounds and student organizations should register their events. So if anyone has any questions about the progress being made on that, contact me for your listening.
Nope, all you. All you. Great, thanks. Finally, just one, just so everybody knows, I know we're going into break, so I won't bother you with the break. Right after this meeting, if you could stay for about 5 minutes, we're not going to do a long exact question or anything like that. I know you guys have an exam, but there is one important announcement that we need to make. So stay 5 minutes right after, and audience members who are here, if you could swiftly exit the room after the meeting, we'll convene with you out there again. We just want to make sure they have a chance to get this announcement and they can disperse themselves and go talk to you all. So thanks. All right. Next is business of the day, parliamentarian burger. Any questions about that process? All right, so first of the Appropriations Committee recommendations is Cornell Cinema. EP Block, you have about, I'll give you 3 minutes to present. to me that much. I have representatives from Cornell Cinema. Yep, you're welcome to step up at this time.
We now have an appropriation committee, not to give a consent to offer to give us what we're doing. We can't
First one to speak is Linda's representative, Kendra Sue.
Thank you. on the spot where you're going to the same thing, and you're going to do something where you're going to do it. I'm not taking that off the table. The thing that's sitting in the window is that it's very logical. It's not anything that you can have one way or another. There is interest in funding from the student assembly that they are actually from, so we should have a chance to plan. It is good to know that if you're getting another weekend, if you have enough money to get into the theater, that's not really one of the great ways to plan future events. And so that would be why, and the recent increase in quite of the changes happened just last year, so that the student part of the bus is so the increase is right away. I think what is the group is in practice, but we'll have to accept that. So we always want to have that as an option for something.
Great. Next is, do you want to go? Or no? Oh, it's open. This is open discussion, just so everybody knows. Oh, let me make this very clear. This is an open discussion. If you're debating, like we've been doing every week, you're debating whether or not to approve or overturn this decision. If you motion to overturn this decision, as Jordan mentioned earlier, requires a two-thirds vote of this sitting of the members here. If that decision is overturned, we then have to set an allocation. You have to specify what that allocation is going to be because you're overturning an allocation that was there. And it can only be up to, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, the 60 cents that was requested, correct?
Correct.
Great. Does everybody understand that? All right. Next is Representative Hunt. Community member Max.
Many of them have very large reserve accounts, which has come up as a concern. In order to engage the Micron Cinema, they're reserved to have almost more important level of engagement because of the sheer magnitude of their equipment and personnel. So the fact that they had to absorb so much of this for their ATP advancement is alarming. And the fact that if they did have something come up during the year, or the last 2 years, they have to get this their gift account, it's also not the best case scenario. Because the gift account is really used for capital expenditures that people can say, my money can be worth this, and I'm just going to get it. I also want to mention that Toronto Cinema has taken appropriation committee recommendations in the past. They have improved their website, they have improved their promotional materials, which is what they're looking at right now. They have done what the DSA and appropriation committee have, and yet they have not had any increasing changes. I strongly encourage them to overturn AFCON's decision. The main concern of the meeting was that 50 cents subsidy for student tickets, but that's been limited in ways. I think it's very important to get a fully fund of one of them.
I need that back. Thank you. Just as a point of information to something Richard mentioned, what was it? My freshman year, I can't even remember. Can't remember what year that was. 09-10 academic year was a bilateral funding year. As part of the stipulation for them receiving what they received as part of their decrease, but then we brought to get back up to a certain amount, they were not permitted, Cornelson was not permitted to ask for an increase in the last bilateral funding cycle. So they had to remain the same, just so everybody knows for context, because it's something you just mentioned. All right, EBC Valentine.
Hi. So I definitely understand why you need an increase. Like, those three things are pretty clear. I was just wondering if you had, like, an estimate for those costs. Are those costs, like, exactly $7,800? Is that why you're asking for 60 cents?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a little bit of a
quantitative and not all the numbers and plus numbers. So basically, I think that we really kind of had no choice. This is the way that we'll be here on the future.
Representative Tosky.
So, I was just asking a question that you believe we should I think for one issue is, students have to take this district that they're aimed at their efficiency, where they really want to go, and how do you think they could do that decision. So while I'm going through this, I've seen that the software that you're looking at,
Representative Ma.
So So, they have had a lot of time here, and that is from a license
expired. Next is Representative Dandari, and I'm going to let VP Block respond to all the claims because he has the funding system. You're on the speaker's list. Yes, it's a very long speaker's list. There's already a second one. Don't worry. You're on the second speaker's list, but you have to. There's too many people under for you to talk at a turn.
Yes, there's a lot of
Thank you.
Right now, that,
to remember to be fresh. Why don't you move this meeting to 26 really, guys, it's not just known today. I'm not going to be moving now to 26 on 5 and that way, that's what we're doing. We need to utilize the service or actually.
That's fine. Representative DeFranco.
Thanks for coming. I'm going to expand on some of the other points really. As much as I agree with the other people who want the minimum experience, there are a number of people who are comfortable staying at home and watching after this. I think that that's pretty accurate with the trend. The second point I want to make is that we're trying to decide on how best to spend students' money, not on how best to help the cinema per se, but on how best to spend the money. The third point I want to make was that for the same reason that you thought $5 wasn't necessary, you can make the same argument for why $6 is not for the reason people for going to the movies. And I understand that tickets, tend to be more volatile than a certain amount of money in your year. But that's the thing that you have to look at is the tax, which is if you look at the number of tickets that we sold in the past, or that went out of the limit of being sold in the past. 50 cents increase roughly about the same amount of money that we would actually use for WCA and the CO2 increase. For that reason, I think that we can actually protect the CO2 students' choice on whether or not they want to spend that additional 50 cents by the fact that they want to pay the extra 50 cents from 5 to 6 instead of actually forcing decision on them. So people like that would be able to go to the meet and pay that extra 50 cents instead of actually paying down the student.
Great. Representative Luke.
So I do appreciate the fact that on the very evidence that should be long line and you need too long a way for it to work.
There's been a call to question. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing, oh. There's a motion on the floor, and I have to entertain us, given a note from the parliamentary. So there's now dissent. I heard dissent, and now we are voting to vote. I'm sorry. All in favor of closing discussion and going on to the question at hand, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All abstain. I'm sorry, Jeff, what was your vote? I apologize. Oh, no. Okay. It did begin. Jordan, do you have math? It's 10 to 8 to 0, but I need to make sure it's 2/3. If 2/3 is required to close discussion, what's the 2/3? Is not 2/3 by, since it is not 2/3, 10 to 8 to 0, the motion fails. We will go back into the speaker's list. However, since we have extinguished time, the time allotted on the agenda, the note from the parliamentarian says that we have to actually motion to extend the time on this item. There's been a motion to extend. There's been dissent. Good Lord. Okay, so it's been motion to extend. There's been dissent. Hold on, there's a note from the clerk. I'm assuming this is a point of parliamentary procedure. Okay. So vote to close discussion is 2/3. Is that correct? It was a vote to vote, which is a vote to close discussion. Yes. Hold on. Everybody stop for a second.
Okay.
What just happened? Let me run it. Let me play it back for you. There was a call to question on the Appropriations Committee decision. There was dissent, which means we had to vote whether or not to close discussion and then vote on. And then if we voted to close discussion, then we would have gone into a vote immediately on the actual allocation on whether or not to overturn it or approve it. Does that make sense? Since that motion failed, since we did not reach the 2/3 majority, we will go back to the speaker's list at hand. Point of information. Jordan, Jeff, I'm deferring to either of you. Yes. It is possible to table it. It is theoretically possible to table it. So, now, back to what I was saying before I can't entertain the motion at this time. We have to actually extend this. There's been a motion to extend this item of the agenda. It was the seconded, there has been dissent. Unfortunately, we have to actually vote to do that. We're going to vote whether or not to actually close this or not. You motion to extend. So, dissent is from D.P. Pritchett. 10 seconds to explain it. 10 seconds. The motion has been withdrawn. Therefore, we have extinguished time on this. There's been a motion to table this item. It has been seconded that you need to specify the date. Excuse me, you need to specify. The next regularly scheduled assembly meeting. All those in favor of the motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. All those opposed. Oh, 1 second. Kelsey, are you opposed? All those who abstain? You? Okay. Jeff, sorry, I didn't look at you again. Okay. It's a habit. But I voted 16-0 to 2. It has been tabled until the next regularly scheduled assembly meeting. Sorry, you have to come out here for all of this. I would encourage you to make sure your colleagues are here for that date. So after fall break, we'll be seeing you again, which is what, the 17th, guys? Is that correct?
Yeah.
17th? Great. It will be first on the agenda. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for coming up with. All right.
I motion to suspend the rules so that we do Resolution 15 before the other Appropriations Committee recommendations.
There's been a motion to suspend the rules to put Resolution 15 as the next item that has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, Okay, seeing none, we're going to suspend the rules and hear the SAC appeal Resolution number 15. I would like to remind you all at this point here, this is also up for debate and discussion since it's business of the day, just so we know. Oh, sorry, Jordan. It's written on my paper too. Oh my gosh, who's
that?
Thank you. All right, so if you block me, you have 2 minutes.
Great. We're going to be going through the entire report and then we'll be discussing all the part of it. Today, there's a presentation that we're going to be talking about that. On Tuesday, we have a key reminder tool, which is one of the things that requires you to get into the utility. You have a budgetary report, you have to, there has to be evidence that the SAC is error. The appropriation committee voted that change did air by 9-1-0. the appropriations code on a jurisdiction code that SAP did not share at 980 government funding, thereby for college students. Just copy the community comment. The appropriations committee voted that the SAP did not share at 970 by 0060. Just copy the community comment that 3PM of the day was the money to do, their budget to be used, so we can use them. They can also afford to ask for more money. Even the morning after meeting was the reason for the 4-year deadline. Jan already said that the 8-hour we had to put the pitch was not enough to do so. The appropriations committee. For Dr. National Fair Society, the appropriations committee voted that
Many of you guys 5 minutes to present.
Thank you. I have decided to hire a longer than I've decided any other two for 15 years. And I always have my head, and when it comes to the piece of paper that I can sign and I know I can sign, that works a lot better for me. And now I think I'm getting the hang of it, but it's unfortunate that I made a technical error. Amy, can you try to prove this? And she does have my hand. I thought I was and I need to be pretty serious, and I need to be so confusing, why not, why is it so hard, why don't I know what I'm doing, why didn't anybody have a meeting and a training session, I have a meditation, training coming up, but this is my job, I want to get out of it now, and I did not need to do that, one of the things. So I'm asking you to forgive my mistakes, and my mistakes, and my work,
Did you block? Did you have something to add before you? If you want to explain the SAP position before we move on to speaking, please. There's a speakers list, and I'll give you guys a chance to respond also, but that's your 5 minutes. First is VP Batista. Do you need to think about this?
Thank you so much for coming. Your growth is what I say, and your growth is hard. It's great, especially for community and anything that is not connected to the past year. Sitting in on the appropriations committee, you were given the specific objective question. Did the FASC commissioners err in their decision? And from what we saw, there was no signature of advisor approval. And I know that you're going to be for saying that you told that everything was all right when it comes to the information that we were given was that all the ministers were going to come forward. And knowing the fact that I'm sitting up there advocating that I want to be sympathetic, I really advise the students to come and take an objective decision, and that I believe that the FASC commission is not there in their decision because they're going to be advisor to make sure that works. So I
say that
it's not
a reservation. I need it back. Thank you. Something UBC Valley wanted me to reiterate, the way this works, you would have to actually you motion to amend this resolution, and you would change the parts where it says the SAC did or did not air to whatever the appropriate thing is that you want to amend it to. Does that make sense for everybody? So it's different than an appropriations committee. Okay. Great. Representative Tolkien.
So I
just
say that I'm really sorry what happened. The fact that it is
next is Representative Stefanko. I'll give you guys a minute to respond, but you've been kind of bubbling there. Pritchett. Well, Megan, hurry up.
I just wanted to mention, Devin, can you go out and clarify the last one about the deadline card when they found out about the advisor?
So originally the deadline for all organizations according to the end was default. However, on the default and speaking of budget, it has to be turned in on the default. So there's one organization that was a jam in terms of budget on the default, that's why they got budget has to be on the default. On the default, I think people would have realized that a large number of organizations did not have their budget. So we extended the deadline to 24. All organizations between 12 and 24 received a comment from the organization saying something that you know, we need permission from approval from people, permission this person, this person, this person, and comments from all organizations saying this is how you do it, so like login, go to budget, comment on it. Any comment that is put on the organization's budget, and emailing out to all the registered officers,
makes sense.
So during the 13th to 24th, that's when.
So the 13th through the 24th, is
that when?
The 13th through the 24th is when all advisors, treasurer, president, people need to be done, and all logins need to be done together.
Great. Yeah.
I thought I was okay, and then when she came back and told me I didn't approve it, I went back and I thought I approved it again, and I got an email saying I've been approved.
Representative Henderson.
I completely agree that this is the issue to be kind of rule, but if any exception for this, I don't think there's ever a stop. Like, if you want to be a zero or a rule, what if you use it in your budget release? Like, so I think this is a way to start on, and I don't know.
There's been a call to question on the resolution. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to go into a roll call vote whether or not to approve Resolution 15 as it stands now. Will the clerk please call the roll?
No. I said no.
Yes.
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 Robert?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Austin? Yes. Mom?
Yes.
Melody?
No.
Murphy?
Yes. Yes.
Rebecca? Calvin? Holy?
Yes.
Dad?
By a vote of 13 to 4 to 2, the resolution does pass. I'm sorry. All right. Seeing as how it is now 6:30, and we have a few items left on the agenda, you can either motion to extend the meeting or we can adjourn at this time.
Please. There's 1 minute
that
we'll be coming up next week. I don't know if we're going to have any follow-up. Unclear what happened.
Okay, great. Again, we have one more item. We'll have another item, so there are no motions. We're going to go to resolution 13, which is... Oh, I'm sorry. You're up there. Your thing. Appropriations. Oh, it's now 6:30. So, there's been a motion to adjourn. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, it's 6:30 p.m. The meeting is adjourned. We will be picking all this up at the beginning of the meeting fall break.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.